can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, now, Don, now Ivan's in again. I'll read out something someone said about calling you Ivan. We've checked with Ivan. He doesn't mind being called Ivan, which is...
He signs his texts, Ivan.
Anyhow, Don, it's I've got some probably distressing news for you. I'm not sure. Can I just
make a comment before we start? It's good to see your mood. You're very uptight this morning. Is that because you've got to operate the panel? As well as perform. As well as performing.
One of the reasons, that's correct.
Okay, so...
I've got some probably...
Well, lighten up.
I've just got a sort of...
Smile.
Come on, Don, because this affects you as well, and I don't want you to go into a decline or a depression. And I have on my phone a counsellor's number that if you need to be counselled...
Why do I want to be counselled?
Well, I'm about to tell you, Don, because there's sort of been not a bereavement in the family, but there's, of course, that means there's been a death, but there hasn't. But I'm looking at it as a death.
Well, you're very uptight. You're rubbing your hands. Are they sweating? You're really uptight. What's going on?
Well, now, the rocket is not here.
Yeah.
Because...
One of the dogs are dead?
Yeah, no, what?
One of the dogs are dead.
Oh, Don, please, just don't make light of this, please, mate. It's distressing. And I've probably done the wrong thing, and it's all my fault, and I'm feeling pretty down.
So what are you going to do, throw yourself under a car?
I'm going to tell you to shut up while I tell you what's going on, Don. So the rocket, this was a bit like Richard Burton and Liz Taylor. They got married again twice.
Well, that was an on and off relationship.
That's right. And with the rocket departed from the podcast.
What? Yeah, they were on and off.
A few weeks ago. Oh. And then all was hunky-dory. Hunky, not honky. Hunky, you're a honky. Hunky-dory. And then we got back together and... I had a bit of a chat to the rocket over the last couple of days. I wasn't going to tell you on the weekend. I didn't want to ruin your weekend because I know you'll be distressed about it. And as I say, I've got a counsellor on the line ready to counsel you if you need to be counselled. But the rocket said I misinterpreted, now I'm just being accurate, misinterpreted his generosity and that he was stressed, as I am.
You misinterpret a lot with you. It's like Bill and Ben, the flower pot menu too.
I'm entirely at fault.
Really?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, geez, this is a first for you. What's happened?
I'm only just trying to smooth this over.
Have you seen the light?
Don't keep interrupting till I finish this, right? We've got a whole lot of topics, many of them, but I'm getting this out of the way first. Now, the rocket... We've mutually decided that he's going to withdraw from the...
Mutually decided?
Did I tell you not to interrupt? It's hard enough for me to do this. I'm feeling down. And he's mutually decided... We mutually decided that he'd withdraw from the podcast and he's going to pursue other projects, I think. I'm not sure if he said that. I don't know what other projects he might pursue. I don't know.
But what we do, Don, is I
wish him well, and I want to know I don't know how you're going to handle the rocket not being here, because I know you were starting to get on with him, and I think there was a spark of delight in both your personas. That you suddenly thought, this is futile, having arguments with the rocket. Why don't I get on with him? And then it just transferred over to me.
Do you think that you are putting your situation onto somebody else?
Yes, I'm
transfer,
sure.
It's called that. Transference.
Yep, all that.
Yes.
And I think probably, do you remember Lyle Lovett?
He was an American singer. He wasn't the best, or I shouldn't...
No, that's
he,
right. And he went
he
out.
Was hit by
he
the
went
ugly
out
stick.
With, what?
Keep going.
Hit with the ugly stick. Mm. Yeah, well, he wasn't that good looking. But Julia Roberts found him good looking and they went out for 3 weeks and then he married her.
Hang on. You're not talking... I can't believe this.
I get three words out. I get three words out and you say, oh, what? Hang on a minute. Lyle Lovett went out with Julia Roberts for 3 weeks and then they got married, even though he was hit with the ugly stick, and it lasted about a minute. This is like The Rocket and I. We went out for 3 weeks after coming back from a bit of a fracas, not a fracas, a fracas, and now I'm become Julia Roberts and, oh, well, I wouldn't call him Lyle Lovett because he's not hit with the ugly stick, The Rocket, by any stretch. I'm happy to say I'm Lyle Lovett. And I've been hit with the ugly stick. You just look shit out today.
You wouldn't have had the conquest through your life if you were hit by the ugly stick. Come on.
Don't worry about my conquest. And The Rocket, I'll call him just euphemistically Julia Roberts. So we have – I'm not saying he's a girl. I'm just saying the two of us
– I think you're digging a hole here.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying –
Are you sure?
So The Rocket is no longer on the podcast, and it's my fault because I've
– Why are you taking the
blame? I misinterpreted his generosity, he told me, and I'm happy to put my hand up for that. I'm not sure what that means, but if he says that, that is it. Now, so that's that. So if you – I'm sure that I can see the forlorn look on your face that this has –
Have you got a thunderbolt. You got a tissue?
Do you want a tissue?
Yeah.
No, don't make light of it, Don.
Give us that box.
Don't make light of it. I know you were getting on with him, and I think you're pretty disappointed.
Thanks,
The Rocket,
Ivan.
Won't be here anymore, aren't you?
Oh, jeez.
What?
I've given up on life.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, I don't know what other interests The Rocket would pursue, and maybe... I don't know, and
don't worry.
Maybe you could teach people. If he taught me how to use the panel, maybe that wouldn't have.
No, the panel.
Maybe that wouldn't have ignited another sort of thing. I said he was a panel operator. I shouldn't have said that, and I've apologised for that. And also,
What brought this to a head?
Well, because. He said that I had misinterpreted his generosity. And I thought I was querulous. Someone picked me up on the word querulous and they said I don't use querulous correctly. And I looked it up. And there's a whole lot of different ways you can use querulous.
Yeah.
So whoever that very kind person was that picked me up on querulous, I was querulous as to why he said I'd done that. Anyhow, so we have agreed to sort of disagree, but... extremely good terms we're on, extremely. But The Rocket has going to pursue other...
on good terms. Well, why is he here?
Because he said he was... And I am too.
Is there a pattern in your... I think there's a pattern in your
there's
life.
There's a pattern that I don't get on with anyone.
No. You like causing problems and then you make up.
It just goes
on through your
life. You cause problems and you never make up, Don. That's your problem. So he's says he gets stressed about this, and
I do
too. Stressed. And the one thing we don't want, Don, in our lives is stress. Is that right? Now, Ivan's here. Ivan, we don't want stress, do we?
No, don't think
that you're going to muscle your way into being the third wheel in this, but I'll chat to you every now and again, Ivan, because you become...
Just sit there and shut up. That's enough, Ivan.
That's The Rocket. That's him out of the way, Don. And as I say... Don't
it's
feel
out of
down.
The way.
I want you to lift now. That I know that shocked you. That could knock you down with some plumage, you know.
Plumage.
Yeah, you can knock
you down with a feather.
Yeah, that's right. Now, someone said last week that it was a very good idea. Very good idea. We read out
it's
the
good
comments.
To see you smiling. Jeez, was he uptight beforehand? You got to serve, Ivan.
Yep.
You know, everyone who's close to him gets a serve. Come on, let's go.
I was going, Don, and you did another one of your famous signature moves, Don. You interrupted after I said three words. Someone said it was a very good idea we read out the comments from the previous week. So this is comments on, I think this is Instagram, I'm not sure. This is from James Pajamas. No, Jason and James. Pajamas. Jason and James. Remember the man that was in here last week, one of the police sergeants with Ian Cook, called you Ron Scott. Remember that?
Was that Rod Porter?
He said, now, Ron, he said to you, and I thought, that's good. He's good at getting on well with you. He doesn't even know your fucking name. So James and Jason have picked that up, and they said, Ron Scott with a question mark. That's just a comment off the machine. This is from Yoz.
Is that all they said?
Yes, they were pointing out that the bloke had called you Ron. He didn't know who you were.
Who cares?
Well, the people just picked that. This is a comment. Don't comment on the comments that the comments I'm reading out.
Oh.
This was Yoz Knickers. I don't know what Yoz Knickers means, but shit the bed. Podcast was the funniest thing I've heard on radio. So that's just a thing. This is from Stelk Knights. God almighty, has anyone got a proper name? Stelk Knights. Love it, makes my week. Diddly 76. Ivan Milat with a couple of question marks. For fuck's sake, I think he says, have a bit of respect for the families that fucking dog slaughtered. Oh, well, we certainly got respect for the people that Milat, he was a piece of shit. So please don't misinterpret. Don't misinterpret, which is I misinterpreted some of the Rockets' generosity. Don't misinterpret the fact we're calling him Ivan. He only looks like Ivan, and we're not suggesting anything else, and we're not making fun of the people who Ivan Milat, the real one, slaughtered. And I take your point, Diddly 76. And Jennifer AU. That's hilarious. You both make me smile. Well, I bet you could make Anne Jennifer smile, Donald, if you met her in person. She'd see your beaming countenance, Don. You're just making a smile over the airwaves here. Bonnie Wright just sends us a love heart. My ig pics. Looking like Ivan Milat is not a compliment. Oh, see, people are honing in on the fact we call him... You started calling him Ivan Milat. Now, Ivan is here. Ivan, we don't mean that we're associating you with that piece of shit, but Don seemed to suggest you looked like him, and we only do it humorously from this side, not from any connotation that might be associated with the real Milat. Ivan, could you just stop nodding? Could you just say that you don't mind or you do?
I don't mind.
What about it's your fine. Missus? I met your wife the other day. Did she mind? You?
No, she's right, fine with it. Everyone now calls me Ivan. Unfortunately.
So if you looked like Hitler, for example, and I said we called you Adolf, that would probably... There's a contentious
point. That would be a bit too far.
If you had your hair combed down over your eyebrow and had a moustache and I said you look like Hitler, people would probably go berserk. And that would be rightly so.
Moving
along. Here we go. This is from Teslav Man, we love the Rocket. Well, now Tesla Man's going to be devastated. We love the Rocket. Never let him go. Pay him the big bucks to stay. Now, there you are. Just shows you. I have completely ruined this relationship by underestimating his generosity. And he has a very big following. I'm not sure. Incidentally, we had our 6 millionth download a week before last. Not bad, is it? 6 million downloads. Hello. That's you, Don. Did you 6 million downloads? Not bad, is it?
Yeah, great.
Why did it take you so long to answer that?
Well, I just don't want to interrupt.
I'll hold you to that. I'm still going on the... I've got 20 topics to speak about. I'm just getting
good.
Through.
We'll talk about your topics.
Never let him go. Pay him the big bucks, the Rocket.
Isn't that a title to a song? Something.
Darren J. Ray. Love Don's fascination with the kebab shop story.
Kebab.
Are you going to have to tell me? I don't know what the kebab shop story is.
What was that one?
I don't know, Don.
Last week.
What? What's that, Ivan? What did you say?
Hang on. Was that where he went out to Preston?
The 33-year-old.
Okay.
Right.
Remember the 30, she's got a preference. She doesn't mind who she goes out with.
Yeah, well, incidentally, did you ring up Kamal's wife? You're going to have a crack at seeing if she wanted to be...
What?
be you
she,
wanted?
Yeah, she lives in Sydney.
Geographically
impossible.
Bullshit, Don. You're allowed to fly now. You could get
COVID. I'd have to do 14 days.
You could get on Mr. and Mr. Who runs the airlines, Qantas? Mr. and Mr.
Joyce.
You could get on Mr. and Mr. Joyce's airline and fly up and take out, or see if Kamal's, what's her name? Samora or Sahara? Samora. Don and Samora.
How big's the hole?
No.
Well, it's getting deeper, boy.
Righto. Russ Buscombe. Rick Buscombe.
Why are we going to read out comments?
All right. Well, I'm just... All right.
Jeez, do you amuse yourself doing this, do you?
All right, mate. Well, I was just... People take the trouble to...
So you're going to reply to everyone?
I'm doing it on as we speak. So, all right, we'll give that the flick. I haven't even got onto the Twitter ones yet, but...
I don't understand. What are you reading? Where's
I'm
that come
reading
from?
Comments
from where
on Instagram when we post a little picture of us.
Yeah, when we do that video, that goes on Instagram, does it?
When we post the little video of us at the end saying, "Listen to you cannot be serious," and even Ivan made an appearance last week. The Rocket, incidentally, never wanted to have his head on.
He's faceless.
What? What'd you say?
Faceless.
The Rocket was faceless. He never wanted to be on. So Ivan stood in last week, and he was on. And those people see it, and then they comment on us on the podcast. There's hundreds of them, and I won't go on to the Twitter ones. I'll read them out next week because you're
getting
bored.
I want to see this text and correspondence between you and Rod Law I think you might have, you know. I think there might have been something conciliatory in there from Rod Law, and you have taken exception.
Well, you're making up shit, Don. You don't even know. He sent me a...
I am wondering what goes on.
I've told you what went on, and it is that Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts have decided to... anyhow, so that's it, and I don't know about the doctor, Don. What about the doctor? If you say who's the doctor, Ivan will smash you over the head.
I've got three doctors, friends.
You've got three dicks. You pull him. Dr. Ben Fordham. Ben is a great advocate for the Rocket, and he'll be mortified,
he'll be
as I am, Don. I'm a shell of my former self, and I know you've gone into a huge decline. I'm looking at you now. Come on, lighten up, mate. Come on, you've got to lift. Just think, you're in the last quarter, the Hawks are down by 12, 14 goals or something, and the coach has said, "Now I want you to get out there and do something." And you go out, and with that big snarling, huffing and puffing and dribbling at the mouth, you run through 8 or 9 people and knock them, all the little blokes down, you knock them down and kick them, and then you come away losing
football,
by a kick.
Shush. Talking about football, I told you I look at YouTube. And you came up in your old days. Could I ask you a serious question about football? Yeah, this is a game, I don't know, in 1968 or 67. You were kicking drop kicks. Now, you continued to kick drop kicks, but they were like 9-iron. What are you trying to do?
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, they were like 9-iron golf shots at the end of your career. Did your ankles hamper your ability to kick drop kicks?
Hampered my ability to do everything, Don. This is why we missed 100 games of football during our career.
So you could have played 300, 400.
I keep saying this. I played for exactly the same length of time as Kevin Bartlett, and he played exactly 100 games more than me, and I was never dropped. And so I didn't play him in the seconds. I was missed him through injury 5 years. And that's I just keep mentioning that. But I'm not whinging at all. Mind you, I've just had a severe ankle operation as a result of football. Anyhow, so now...
And you've washed your hair this week, so you've got near a shower finally.
Don, topics. I had to explain why the Rocket's not here, and this will devastate many of the 6 million downloads that we've had. Well, they're all the same people, but...
Do you think he's replaceable?
Well, now, I'm certainly not going to replace him with Ivan.
I am, so it's up to you to replace him.
Would you like...
Do you want to have interviews or auditions?
Well, why don't you
auditions or interviews?
Why don't you audition Ivan right now?
No, you told him to shut up. Don't say anything. Well, just be a face. Shut up.
Unless invited. So you invite...
So are we going to conduct auditions? Well, we could have a just guest say
we're
each week.
We just say we're auditioning Ivan. He's coming off the street. He said...
Well, he tried to help you with the computer. You told him to... And he said he operates a $3 million or $300 million, and that made no inference with you.
Inference?
Oh, well,
impact
or...
Yeah. Gee, Don, Ivan, I didn't say don't speak.
You are uptight.
Just pretend that we have advertised for a third wheel on the podcast, and Ivan, who we've never met before, has driven in here, and his name's actually Paul. Don't look out the door.
You're looking out the door with your hand pointing to a car.
I'm pointing that Ivan might have driven into that car park, and his name's Paul. And he comes in, and we say, come in, sit down, what's your name? And he says, Paul. And I say, well done. And you immediately said, you look like Ivan. So he sits down, he thinks, fuck, what have I got to do here? So go on, Don. Say, this is Paul, interview Paul.
No, we're not.
Well, see...
We are going to get a guest. We'll have a guest. We'll do auditions each week.
You're as weak as pissed off.
Oh, don't you start on me.
I've just asked you.
You are the suck.
I've just asked you, Don. I've just asked you. We're trying to get maybe another person in.
Do you think Ben Fordham would fly down from Sydney to do this?
Do you think he would? Now, look...
Of a Wednesday morning.
Would you chip in for his airfare?
No.
What?
It cost me money to get here. Why? It should cost him. He wants to be on here. It
costs you money. Who bought all this kind of equipment?
Well, what do you think? I come up on Scotch Mist from where I live.
What's Scotch Mist?
Well, nothing. That's it. Scotch Mist. Haven't you heard that term?
Scotch Mist. What is Scotch Mist? Don? Scotch Mist.
It's great you're smiling. Jesus. You are a psycho. If people that only know what the real... what you're like.
Paul has come in and you've immediately branded him Ivan. And I say, why are you calling him Ivan? He said, because he looks like Ivan the Left. So he's come in, ask him a question about...
You do the interview, right. Audition.
Well, thanks for coming in, Paul. I don't know why Don called you Ivan. You're
going to create a monster here.
No, well, he
you are. He you're on the verge of creating a monster.
So Ivan,
we've had problems with Rod Law. You brought him out of his obscurity, and you made a monster out of him.
Don't speak stupidly about Rod Law, please. He's been an integral part of the podcast, and it's I'm devastated, and I know you are too. Underneath that rigid exterior is a soft...
Rigid exterior.
That's, you know, you're tough outside, but you're a pussycat, you're a marshmallow inside. So a lot of people have said. Now, Paul's here, and I'll start off. This is how the interview process should go. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, boss.
Boss! No, don't be subservient. You got to... He's on the same level as you. Jeez, he's fucked that up already.
Go ahead, Don.
I've just given him some advice.
Well, give him some more.
You do the interview. I'll help him.
All right, do you mind if I call you Ivan?
Yeah.
Quicker, Ivan, with your fucking responses. You've got to come back hard.
Oh, for a man who didn't want to interview him, you haven't stopped.
I'm helping him.
Well, I speak to you.
To do with... No, no.
How about you,
I'm just trying to help him counter you.
Ivan.
Go ahead.
Shut up, Ivan. Wait till he asks... Jeez, haven't you learned?
If we could fly Dr. Ben down I don't think they're first class these days, but in business. And you could go out in your utility to pick him up at the
end.
If he saw that, he would run it. You're going to get a proper car at some stage with a back on it. It's got two seats and a tray. So you could go out and pick him up at the airport and bring him in here. We could do an hour and a half here, and then you could drive him back to the airport. You could be home by 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Who? Him or me?
Fucking who? Oh, did you hear, Ivan? Did you hear him say who? Who do you think we're speaking about, you numbskull? You complete moron. Ivan, Paul, so Here's the first question. Now, Paul, what we do is we come in at about 8:30. We never speak to one another about what we're going to speak about. Do you think you could handle some subjects? And if we asked you off the top of our head, could you give a response rather than sit there and say nothing like Don, which would make me have to do this? Yeah.
He's taking too long. You've got to come back quicker.
I haven't finished the question. So go ahead. Do you think you could be up for it?
I could be up for it.
So just now, while you've been thinking about this, I'm sure you've been sitting there thinking, if I was asked to bring up a topic now, just thinking ahead, this is thinking on your feet, Ivan. If I'd been asked to think, have you got anything you'd like to bring up? You're shaking your head. See, now this no. is, I'm. We might have to get the next applicant He's, in.
Well, so has he failed the audition?
Almost.
Hang on.
Well, he shook his head.
I'm worried about our previous person here. Right. The way he was treated. I'm just worried I'm going to get treated like that too.
Well, you will, because you're dealing with him. You'll be friends with him. You'll drive everywhere. You'll go to Werribee together to get fish and chips. You've got 5 months here off the mines. You'll go around and look at old cars. You'll go and look at houses that you want to buy. You'll probably go out on the boat with all his dickhead friends. And so you don't snort anything, do you?
Hey.
Well, I'm just, you know.
Don, the Rocket, and I, we don't snort anything, Don, so I know that's just you're trying to be smart ass and a tongue-in-cheek reference to us taking drugs. We don't take drugs, and we don't, and I want you to just withdraw that comment.
Now, listen, I...
I want you to withdraw that comment. So I unreservedly withdraw that. I was out of line. No, we're not going on until you withdraw that comment.
What comment was that?
Do you know what? We were speaking last week. Now, remember when I think the Rocket said, the Rocket, God love him, the Rocket said that had I ever paid for sex, as in gone to a prostitute. Do you remember that, Ivan?
I remember the conversation. Yep.
Don, Ivan is far sharper than you. He can remember it.
He's the sharpest tool in the shed.
Your eyes just go around like Catherine. I know. So Ben texted the Rocket, I think, and said, oh, keep pushing Sam about going out with prostitutes or being with prostitutes. And I thought, that's unusual. I didn't know the Rocket. I didn't know the doctor knew I'd been with prostitutes because I didn't know I'd been with prostitutes. Well, hadn't paid for sex. I hadn't paid for sex ever. I know we said we indirectly pay, but Ben seemed to have some inside information that I'd actually paid a prostitute for sex. And I thought, whew, that's interesting.
What else would you pay?
I might have selective memory loss.
Would you pay her for anything else?
What?
Would you pay her for anything else? Does he know?
Would I pay her for
I'm trying to find out
what
why
else would you pay someone for? What, to drive me around and be a chauffeur?
Well, yes.
Now, how'd I get onto that? So the doctor. So would you stump up a airfare for the doc? He could come down, do this, go back. Do you think he's going to ring about the Rocket not being on?
I don't think it'd do his image any good being on here.
Do you think he's going to... I'm trying to get his wife to listen. She might divorce him if she finds out that he is still listening to us.
That
he's one of the 6 millionth downloads. I don't think he's told her that he listens.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think she'd still be with him because she thinks you're a cockhead.
They've reinforced their relationship.
And I'm a cocksmack. You and I are cocksmacks.
What? A what?
Oh, cocksmacks, Don. Doesn't matter. They're just dickheads.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I just looked at our friend over here, Paul, and he's got his hands out. What do you mean by that?
Well, that would be pretty self-explanatory. A cocksmack. What do you think that would mean?
No, sorry.
Can
I ask you boys a question?
No. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Now, this is our first topic, Don.
We
might have to start. If I know how to turn the machine off, go on. I wonder if it's recording.
Do you reckon
it's, Do you reckon it's recording?
Well, you could, if you had have got some advice from Ivan, who operates a $300 million billion operation, and he tried to help you with a bloody computer, and you wouldn't listen.
Ivan came round and looked at the monitor and said, shouldn't there be cadence bars going up and down? I said, when we turn it on, there should be, Ivan. He said, oh, haven't you turned it on? So how much does he know about it?
How does he go again? Just tell me, does he speak like me?
No, he speaks. How would we know about it? He's got that high cadence in his voice. A bit effeminate, it is.
Is he? Nothing wrong. Is he really?
Not. No, he is not.
Is he?
It's nothing wrong with being effeminate. Incidentally, Don, you're a little effeminate. In fact, you're a lot effeminate. Look at the way you've.
Do you think I'm in contact with the female side of my persona?
That's a very interesting question, Don. That is an extraordinary.
Are you?
I'm not in contact with my.
You should have a balance between the two, the male and the female.
Every week of what you come here dressed in,
but that's got nothing to do with
that's flamboyant, whatever that is. Now, we were on the verge of getting a topic. Here's my first topic.
I thought we were going to hit the button, end of segment.
No, shit.
Why not?
Oh, 'cause
I need a break.
I've got to work out how to do it for a start. And we've got a very interesting interview coming in.
Oh, later. This is a promo for something?
A soprano?
No.
A singer?
Promo.
No, we've got a very interesting interview coming in. I'm going to be interested in it.
Oh.
Because it's about a...
Seeing that you selected him and all of my suggestions just go through to the keeper.
No,
If you don't control...
You don't have any suggestions.
I've given up. You're a control freak.
I'll tell you how your suggestions go. You say, what about we get... And then you mention a name and I say, that's a good idea. You said, well, give him a ring, will you?
Well,
and
yes,
I say,
because...
Oh, me give him a ring. And you say, have you got... their phone number. He said, of course I've got the phone number. I said, why don't you ring it? He said, no, you're the boss. You're the control
freak. That's right. Control freak.
Yeah, where was the
I've
last
talked to people how to get on with you, and you've got to make it your idea.
Now, Ivan, we had tremendous feedback from... Did I remember telling you, Don, or suggesting, when the rocker was here, suggesting that the pieces of shit, the pigs vomit, who go around defacing all the sound battens and all the buildings in this city and this country and this state. Seriously, if we don't take action against those pieces of snot that go around doing that, and someone...
You mentioned it last week, so what's your point?
Well, my point is, and a very good friend of ours in Mount Gambier suggested this. No, he didn't. He suggested something else. I'll get on to that in a minute. Someone who I was speaking to suggested when the council or when people are building roads and putting sound battens up, why don't they put a trench of earth in front of all the sound battens that go along the freeways and plant trees and shrubs, because you cannot graffiti trees and shrubs, and if you graffiti the sound battens but that are behind...
So you're going to put established trees in, are you?
Well...
To as high as these sound, whatever you call them, barriers?
What you do, Don, is you'd put fast-growing shrubs or trees, you'd have them reasonably built, reasonably established to start with, and then when they grow up and cover the sound battens, they can graffiti the sound battens all they like, because no one will see them because of the trees, Ivan.
Well, I tell you what, you should listen to your friend Dan and get on a working committee and maybe put that proposal to him. And see where
it goes. It's got nothing to do with Dan. Sally Capp was promoting the alleyways, the laneways of Melbourne.
Hosier Lane.
Their graffiti. In actual fact, they've got a pop-up shop or a shop selling prints on T-shirts of the various artworks that appear. I am dead against defacing buildings in the city.
There's a difference between graffiti and tagging.
What's tagging?
Tagging is just writing shit on... The graffiti is quite an attraction in Hosier Lane and other places.
I don't think so. It's defacing buildings.
The people,
I'm sorry, John.
The people who own the buildings or the council allow... If you allow your building to be tagged or graffitied, that's up to you. But it's when people just go out at random and deface the whole of the country with crap that they should be brought and held to account. Now, that's the first thing. Now, this is my... You talked about we should have a segment called This What Gives You the Shits or something.
No, I've had a gut for
it. How many roads do you drive down, I know I've done this before, that have roadworks on it? Every single road you drive on has witches' hats on it for very dubious reasons half the time, because they're mowing a nature strip and they block off three lanes. Or the every single road you drive on has got a witch. There's a cottage industry in witches' hats.
No. It is those signs. They're called safety. What do they call them? Safety companies or whatever else.
Yeah.
They have the lollipop. They call lollipop.
No,
people.
Don. They're the they people for school crossings. Them. They have people holding up signs. There's safety
That's right,
officers.
Stop and slow and all the
That's
rest.
That's right.
Of it.
Why? What do we think we're going to do?
It's occupational health and safety.
It has become a rort, Don. It has become a
Why?
Cottage industry of seeing how much you can infuriate the average motorist. Now, I'll tell you what else is infuriating them. Have a
well,
listen.
It's dangerous on the how freeway working on the fruit.
I'm not
seriousness.
Talking about the freeway.
Well, it's what you've got to slow down when you come to these people who are working on and maintaining the roads.
I'm just saying there is a, they take up, they err on the side of so much caution, and someone will say, oh yes, you'd only have to have one of your relations killed. It's not about that. It's they take over entire things just to park their cars. Now, so this is a rort. Now, the government, either state or federal, should get onto this, or the ACCC. What's ACCC mean, Ivan? Is that the consumer affairs thing, prices? Is that
Lost
ACCC?
Me. No, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it's not.
Don will know.
Double A. What's the, when you, prices and you're getting gouged by suppliers?
What would it be? Australian competition,
something,
consumer?
That's what it could be. Like. So, Don,
How's
I,
he going?
I go into...
How's he going?
Who?
Ivan.
Well, he's the very
is the interview finished.
The
just
very
kind of
few things
in.
That he said, he's made more sense than you in the four things he said today than you have this year. So Don, this what? Don't look at what do you look at your watch for, Ivan?
Oh, because it's about time the segment finished, idiot.
We've been going 29 minutes longer than Hey Hey.
I've got four. Oh, okay, Hey. See, he's having a dig at you, Don. Every time
is he? Is he being a smart
I've got 14 topics. I've only mentioned one of them, and this is the last thing I'll mention, then we'll go on to another topic. We'll stop it. So I've done the roadworks and the graffiti. What about... So I go into a service station. I go into a BP service station, right, the other day, and it's I use the premium unleaded fuel, right? Premium. It's the top-grade fuel, not because it's just... because the car runs better. It was $1.79 because I went in to buy something and I walked back out and I thought, oh, $1.79, that's not bad. I go back and I get in my car and I think, oh, I need some fuel in this car, and I drive back a time lapse of about 18 minutes lapse of the time. I drove my car back here and thought I'll drop in and get $1.79 a litre's worth of fuel. It had been put up in the space of 18 minutes to $2.17. $2.17.
So that would you just happen to be lucky and got in before the price rise?
How fuel for a litre of fuel has never been over $2 ever in the history of this.
There was an interesting article on a breakup in one of the daily papers of how it is actually broken up.
I don't care how it's broken up. It's never been over $2 ever. No one can ever remember fuel being over $2 a litre. And suddenly it went from $1.79 to $2.17. I said to the bloke, oh, it's not his fault because he was a little man in there.
Panel operator.
Yeah, he's a little man in there. And I said, $2.17, mate. He said, what? I said, $2.17. He said, what do you mean?
How did he speak?
He said, what do you mean? And I said,
What, did he look a bit like you?
Yeah, no, Yeah, he did. No, he didn't. And he said, I don't know. And so...
What did he say?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think English could have been his second language, but... In fact, you don't have a second language, Don.
No.
You don't even speak English properly. You do not speak English properly.
I just wondered...
The man working in the service station would play
so
you on a break.
So he looked a little bit like you, you know, since you've had the facelift. In other words, you got slits for eyes.
Yeah, no, we've gone through all that. So Don, We did, these are the topics. We did graffiti, roadworks, the price of fuel, and here's my other pet hate. Ivan, listen to this.
We were going to hit the button.
We're hitting it now in a minute. This is, so how many times do you have a look at dumb people try and parallel park a car? They have 14 goes at it. When they finished, it's 2.5, it's a metre from the curb, and I said to a bloke yesterday, I said, I was watching him.
So you went and confronted him.
I was standing.
Why didn't you mind your own bloody business?
I was standing on the footpath watching him, and he got out of the car and he smiled at me, and I said, mate. He said, I know, it was shocking, wasn't it? I said, would you like me to parallel park it for you? He said, no, mate. He said, it was a shocking attempt at parallel parking. I said, and I'm telling.
Why didn't you mind your
I'm
own
doing
business?
A public service. This is how you parallel park a car. Ivan, listen to this. Now, if you're in a car and you want to parallel park it,
here we go.
You back it back until you're opposite, you sitting in the driver's seat are opposite with the back of the car you're trying to park behind. Then you turn the wheel to full lock down, whichever way you're parking. And as the front of the car gets to the back of the car you're trying to park behind, you put it on reverse lock the whole way around and you'll back in without having to go forward, back, you'll just back it in. And why? So the rocket, if the rocket's looking for something to do, he could go into...
Become a driving instructor.
A driving instructor or a panel operator, or he could be a dog trainer. Now he's got dogs, he loves his dogs and he might go out in the... He might just take up a dog training because there's a lot of people that don't treat...
Dog whisperer?
Dog whisperer. Whisper to dogs. I'd be careful which dogs you whisper to. Did I tell you... I told you about the bloke who came into the property, the mailman, and this big, huge... I told you, this huge Rottweiler rushed at this bloke and jumped at him and just was about to bite him on the throat, and the woman yelled out from the balcony, "Why don't you kick his balls?" And he thought, oh, shit, I'm not sure if I should do that. Anyhow, the woman knows what to do. So he went whack and kicked the dog in the nuts. And the dog went berserk. And she said, I meant the ones on the lawn. The post office came round and there was a homicide there. They brought an ambulance round the bloke. They took him down to the morgue. All right, so now we've got plenty of topics.
As long as you've covered all your topics today.
I'm going to try and work out. Ivan, I'm going to try and work out how to end this segment. So I think, just a minute, let me look at my notes. Now we play, the end part is this, I reckon. Here we go, here.